International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring Andrea Leeds and John Garfield in Escape from Tomorrow, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world-famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel welcoming you to the 20th of the new series of Silver Theater Dramatic Productions. Before we introduce today's play and its players, we'd like to say briefly that among those to appear on Silver Theater in the near future are Lee Tracy, Shirley Ross, Helen Hayes, and others. And now for today's story. The lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on Act One of Escape from Tomorrow, an original drama written especially for Silver Theater by two of America's foremost motion picture writers, Gene Towne and Graham Baker. Our stars are John Garfield and Andrea Leeds, who play the roles of Dan and Wilma Morgan, with Lindsay McCary as Inspector McLaughlin. High over the Atlantic, bound from Nassau in the West Indies to New York, a huge flying transport battles its way through a sudden and unexpected storm. 13 are aboard, eager all of them to be at their journey's end. All that is, save two. Two who speak so that others may not hear.
But we've got to decide, Dan, and before we land, don't you see if...
Now, look, funny face. If anybody's doing any worrying, it's me. Get that? This is a honeymoon, remember?
Oh, but I'm scared, darling. What's the use of...
Scared? For what? We're in one of the biggest transport planes ever turned out. We're up in the clouds so close to the old angels, you could stick your head out and talk to them. And you're worrying.
Oh, it's not flying I'm afraid of, Danny. You know that. It's...
You know, the more I think of it, the surer I am. Over in Jersey. That's the place.
Jersey?
Of course, it's farther out, but you can get better houses for less dough. I think we can even get one with a fence around it. What kind of fences you like?
Oh, darling.
Personally, I go for pickets. You see, picket fences are the one kind kids can't crawl over, while they're little, I mean. And I'm darned if I'm going to let you chase all over the...
Danny, will you stop it?
Hey, now look, Mrs. Daniel Morgan, you got to take it easy.
How can I?
Well, be like me. I just let myself think of one thing, see? That's you and me, standing in that little church back there in Nassau, saying forever and ever. Because that's what it's going to be.
Is it?
Bet you my life.
Oh, Danny.
That's better.
But how, darling? How can it be forever?
What does that matter? It's going to be. You see, I never told you this, but I got a special pal who's aces with the guy who fixes things.
The guy who fixes things?
That's how I got you. I talk to this pal of mine. I say, look, buddy, there's a gal named Wilma, see? Now, I don't know what other people think, but for Danny Morgan, she's Miss America plus Canada plus Mexico plus all the other countries you got around. So how's about a word to the guy who fixes things for me? That's what I told him. And, well, that sure got fixed, didn't it? So now...
Danny.
Yeah?
Sorry to interrupt, lad, but do you suppose Wilma could change seats with me a minute? I want to talk to you.
What about?
I'll change seats with you, Mac. Oh, Dan, please keep your temper.
Thanks, Wilma.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, copper. Too much to expect you to leave a guy alone a minute with his wife.
Oh, don't talk like that, Dan. You know
pardon
that I...
me, but I'm serving chocolate to all passengers in just a few minutes. Would you gentlemen care for some?
Huh? Oh, why, sure. I'll have some. Thank you, stewardess.
And you, sir?
Count me out. Oh, thanks, just the same.
Quite all right, sir. Pardon me.
Now, Danny.
What's up? Decide to put the bracelets on me to be sure I don't run out on you?
Oh, now, cut it, lad. There's no one on this plane knows, and no one needs to know. You're just a passenger like all the rest. And, son, I want to help you.
Help me? That's a cinch. Just jump overboard.
Why do you think I stood up with you and Wilma to get married yesterday? Well, there's nothing I'd like better than to just forget I ever caught up with you and let you kids go on your way. But I can't do that. I'm a copper, and I've got to do my job. What are you going to do, Dan? When we land, I mean. I ought to know for your sake.
Suppose I tell the truth.
Ah, that's smart.
And plead not guilty.
Not guilty? Huh. Pretty stubborn, aren't you, son?
Am I?
Now, look, Danny.
Hey.
Huh?
Those motor planes. They sound right to you?
Sure, I think so. Sure they are. Oh, you're a little jumpy, that's all, Dan. So it's not guilty, huh?
That's what I said.
It's crazy, Danny. Add it up for yourself. A boy has a taxi stand at 42nd and Broadway, and among his steadiest customers are Tony Morelli and his boys. One day, Morelli and three others jump in the boy's cab, and he rides them to the Eastern National Bank. He waits for them and then drives them over to Jersey. Only our boy don't know that his customers have robbed that bank of $60,000 while they were inside.
Well, that's on the level. I didn't know. I'd ridden them guys lots of times on Sunday.
I haven't finished yet. And that same night, while our taxi driver is visiting his girlfriend, one of the guys he drove that afternoon shows up. He hands our boy an envelope and he says, "There's your split. Keep quiet." And then he beats it. And our boy opens the envelope and there's $5,000. And that's the first he ever knew there was a robbery. You really expect a jury to believe that, Danny?
Well, it's true.
Then why did you jump the country and Wilma with you? Why didn't you come to me?
Because you got a habit of asking names, copper, and telling names ain't healthy. Not when Morelli's boys is mixed up in something.
I get it. You're scared.
For me, no. For Wilma, yes. But I'm going to beat this rap, copper, and I'll do it without a lot of talking. I can prove that they came to me with payoff dough.
How can you prove it?
By Wilma. I was at her place when the guy gave it to me.
Oh, that's swell. Did you ever hear of a law that prevents a wife from testifying for her own husband?
You mean Wilma can't...
Maybe you had an alibi, son. But you married yourself out of it at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Oh. Well, that's a hot one. Well, that's swell.
Now, look, Danny. There's one chance for you, and only one. Turn state's evidence. Whether you helped to rob that bank or not, you know the guys who did. So tell us who they were. Come with me to the...
There's no need for concern. The ship's all right.
Thomas, what's happening? Why don't you find out?
Danny, the plane, we're going down.
Take it easy, kid. She's all right, huh? Listen to those motors now.
I tell you, I've been a flyer myself, and I know the plane's icing up. Why don't you tell the truth?
There's nothing to be concerned about. Quiet. Quiet, everyone, please.
Oh, Danny, darling.
Everyone in his seat, please, quickly, and fasten safety belts.
Look, Mac.
Sure, take your seat back, Wilma.
Thanks.
I don't know just what's happening right now, but anyway, good luck.
Oh, look, Danny, out the window. Those waves down there, we won't have a chance.
Oh, you always got a chance. Besides, whatever's going to happen, we're together, aren't we?
Oh, quick, darling. Help me just in case.
Sure.
Oh, Danny, hello. Oh, God.
Wilma, you all right?
Yes. Yes, and you?
Sure, you can't kill her.
Thomas, help me, somebody. Help me. My husband.
Don't get excited. Keep your hands. Keep calm. Don't get excited.
Silence. Silence. Attention, everybody. I'm in command of this ship, and you'll obey my orders, all of you. Now, you'll find life belts under your seats. Put them on now.
Here, kid. Here's yours. Go on.
We may have to abandon the ship, but everyone must keep his head. We've landed in the Gulf Stream, and the water is warm. You can stay afloat for hours. We've already radioed for help. It may be here before the ship goes down.
No, no, it won't. She's sinking now.
Huh? Look. Mac's unconscious.
Hey, Mac. Come on, copper. Snap out of it. He must have smacked his head when we hit the water. Come on, Mac.
Danny, is he alive?
Sure, he's alive. Look at him breathe. Come on. Come on, here, copper. You got to...
Danny was sinking.
Abandon ship. All passengers into the water and hurry.
Oh, darling, we've got...
Mac, he's still out here. Take his life belt. I'll have to carry him. You go ahead there.
All right, Danny.
Remember, everybody, jump as far from the plane as you can and then keep swimming. Don't cling to the wreck or you'll be pulled down with it.
Go on, Wilma. See you in a minute.
All right. Come on, Wilma.
Hey, I was about a hand here, buddy. I want to toss this guy out.
You sure he's alive? Maybe you better just...
No, no, you give me a hand. Shove us both at once.
Right. Here you go. Oh! Hey, what is it?
You went out, copper. Now you're taking a swim. Here, keep hold of my shoulders. We got to find Wilma.
Wilma! Look, Dan. Don't worry about me. I can...
I said stick with me. Hold on.
Wilma! Hey, funny face. Wilma!
Come on, Copper. Come on.
Danny, here he is. Here's my husband. Here he is.
Oh, where's mine? They didn't get
me. Easy, ma'am. You can't go back to the wreck. She's going down.
Keep clear, everybody. Keep clear of the plane. Keep clear! There she goes. Oh. Hello. Hello, everybody. Listen to me. We've got to stay together. We wireless our position and there'll be ships to look for us. Keep your heads. Your lifeboats will hold you up.
Oh, how long will it be before they come, Captain?
I can't tell you that. Perhaps only an hour.
Well, they'll never find us. We'll drown and you'll
know. Stewardess, try to quiet that woman.
Yes, Captain.
Is there anyone who needs special help, who feels he can't stay up?
That man over there, Captain.
Well, McGracklin's all right. I can take care of him. But, Captain, what if we all get in a circle and tie our lifebelts together? We can hold each other up.
A good idea. You hear that, everybody? Swim into a circle. All here together.
All right. Papa, Come on. We're swimming again.
I can't, Danny. I'm too far gone.
Forget it. Stick with me.
Wilma. Wilma.
Yes, sir.
Make him let go of me. I'll drag him down, too. My legs are lead.
I said I'd keep you up. Hey, your bracelets, where are they? Wilma, while I keep hold of him, you get his handcuffs. They'll be hanging from his belt.
No, look, Danny, lad. You can't do this.
You got him?
Yeah. Here, darling.
Good. Now, snap one on his wrist. Now, the other on mine.
No, Danny, no. You've got Wilma to take care of.
Hey, Wilma, snap that cuff.
All right, darling.
Now, I've got your cuff. And you're not getting away, see? I bet you my life. Come on. We're joining the family circle. All three of us. Hey, how you doing, funny face?
I'm all right, Danny. How long has it been?
I don't know. 4 hours, I guess, maybe six. How about you, Mac? You know, you ain't doing such a hot job of holding me up. What do you think I fastened you onto me for? You know, this ain't so bad. Now with the wind's gone down, it's...
Listen, all of you. Please do what I say. How, I don't know, but my life belt got away from me. I can't hold up. Not any longer, now. And I know it. Now, don't try to save me, please. It'll do no good. I'm too far gone. The 10 of you that are left will have a chance. In fact, you'll win. I'm sure of it. But only if you let me go.
Martin, wait.
I can't, Captain. Sorry. The old arms just won't function any longer. It's better this way. So cheerio, all of you. A world of luck. It's best.
Martin!
Hey, some music. That's what we need. How many of you can sing? Come on, somebody start a song. I said we gotta sing. Wilma, help me start it. Come on. East side, west side, all around the town.
The boys went green around Rosie.
What's happening? You're not going to let getting dark stop you singing. What if a couple of ships did pass by without seeing us? That proves at least they're looking for us, don't it? Come on now. There's lots of songs we haven't tried yet. How's about a hot time in the...
Might as well give up, Danny. None of us has the strength or the spirit left for singing.
Oh, why don't we stop it? Why should we keep pretending? We might just as well give up.
Trying to calm down, Mrs. Reed. That's going to do no good. There'll be another ship.
Sure. I'll bet you my life. Well, what time is it now? Any idea, Captain?
Nearly 9, I guess.
10 hours we've been here. How much longer can we stand this?
Oh, plenty. I'm getting used to this. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go swimming in the East River in the summertime. Only I never got to go much because I was working. This kind of makes up for it.
Danny, any sign of another boat, Turner? I'm nearly gone for good.
No, but there'll be one. And this time we'll connect. Third time's a charm. That right, funny face?
Yeah, that's right, Danny. Want me to help you hold Mac?
I'm okay. Get my wrist hole out. Hey, what's happened to everybody? None of you know any more stories? Oh, who's heard the one about
Danny.
The... Yeah?
Danny, watch there. It's like a searchlight.
Huh? Wait, that comes again. Wait, we're sure. It is. Huh? Captain, huh? Over there. Huh? Watch, a searchlight.
Oh, it is. Help!
No, wait, that'll do no good. It's too far off.
Captain, why not take a chance? Let's all of us call at once, together.
He's right. We've got to call together and make our voices carry as far as possible. Right. Ship ahoy!
Ship ahoy!
Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!
It's no use. They're going to pass us.
They are going to pass us. They can't pass us. We're going to keep it up now. Come on. Help!
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 They've got to answer.
And they will. I bet you my life.
Listen. Listen, everybody.
They've heard us. Look, the searchlights. They're looking for us. Oh, Danny.
Keep on calling.
Ahoy!
In just a moment, ladies and gentlemen, Andrea Leeds and John Garfield will bring you the thrilling second act of Escape from Tomorrow. But first, I'd like to say just a few words about a different kind of thrill. The thrill that many of you are experiencing as you plan your approaching wedding and your future home. And as you dream and plan for the future, is there perhaps a wish deep in your heart that the silver you choose for your new home could be solid silver? Then for you and for all those others who long to own the best in silverware, we have a message of special importance tonight. If you will, John Conte.
Ladies and gentlemen, International Sterling offers two easy plans to help make your silver dreams come true. The first is to start off with individual place settings, one or two at a time, and build a solid silver service month by month. A single place setting, six lustrous pieces in International Sterling's beautiful Enchantress pattern, costs as little as $16.75. Now, the second plan is to buy a complete service of International Sterling out of income, just as you do furniture, fine rugs, and other permanent possessions for your home. But your silverware dealer can give you complete details. So tomorrow, Monday, stop in and talk with him. Let him show you not only Enchantress, but the other lovely International Sterling designs also. No matter what pattern you choose, it will be beautiful and correct always. The kind of silver that not only glorifies your own home, but becomes the cherished possession of your children's children. Solid silver by International Sterling.
Once again, the lights are being dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the second act of Escape from Tomorrow, starring John Garfield and Andrea Leeds as Dan and Wilma Morgan. It's the following evening. Safe aboard the rescuing vessel, a cruise ship bound from Havana to New York. The 10 survivors have been the center of interest and attention for both passengers and crew, and no effort has been spared to ensure their comfort and well-being. And in a luxurious cabin forward on A deck.
Mac, I think he's waking up. Will you go now?
Okay, youngster. But I'll be back to talk to him. I've got to, for both of your sakes.
All right. Danny? Awake, Danny?
Huh? Hiya, funny face. I remember you.
Do you? You slept so long, I thought maybe you wouldn't.
Oh, sure, I'm funny that way. I always remember my wives. In fact, hey, what is this? Where'd you get that dress? And this room? I didn't go to sleep in...
You went to sleep in the Atlantic, Danny. Almost 2 days ago.
Huh? Oh, wait a minute. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm swell. Now that I've got a husband again.
And what about the others, Mac?
Mac's all right, too, Danny. He's more than all right. That's why we're here.
Why, we're here?
This happens to be the bridal suite of the cruise ship Mayfair, bound from Havana to New York.
The bridal suite? Hey, and these pajamas.
And they're the captain's, and here's his robe, too.
The captain's clothes and the bridal suite. Hey, what is this? Is this some kind of a gag?
No, Danny, it's not a gag. You see, they figured it was the least they could do for the hero of the plane disaster.
The hero? Who gave him that idea?
All the survivors, but mostly Mac.
Mac? You mean Mac told him that...
He told him the truth, that you saved his life. That's all he told him, Danny.
Yeah? The bridal suite! How do you like that?
And it's not all, darling. The captain's giving a dinner tonight just in our honor. Really in yours, but they count me in because I'm the hero's wife.
Look, will you cut that stuff?
Oh, all right, Danny. Oh, but you know I'm so proud of you, don't you?
Proud? What right have you got to be proud? I'm the one. Let me look at you. Hey, what'd you do to your hair?
The hairdresser on the boat fixed it for me.
And that dress, I suppose that's a hand-me-down for Mrs. Astor.
Well, I don't think that's her name, but it could be. One of the passengers was determined to fit me out.
She was, huh? Well, that was part of it. In fact, everything's just like it was supposed to be.
like it was.
That pal of mine, remember? The fixer-upper? I'm talking to him and I say, how's about a couple of new outfits for Mrs. G? I mean Mrs. M. And while you're about it, we could use a swell suite on a boat that's a honeymoon for us. So my pal says, okay, Danny. And here we are.
You had the whole thing planned this way, huh?
Bet you my life.
I'll take that bet, mister. Oh, Danny, darling.
You think this is something? This is just the beginning. We're going to do lots of traveling, Funny Face, in suites like this. We're going to...
Danny.
Huh?
What are we going to do? Max kept quiet till now, but once we reach New York...
Look, will you forget New York and forget Max?
Oh.
I should have let him drown.
Oh, you couldn't. Not me. You, I know that, Danny, and so do you. And please don't blame Mac. He hates what he has to do worse than you do. He... Oh, Danny, why? Why did it have to happen like this? We didn't ask anything except each other. What did we do to make it all go wrong? Oh, I used to pray, Danny. Do you know that? I used to go and pray. Pray for nothing but to have us married and by ourselves. I didn't ask for any money or even for that little house with fences. I just wanted you, and now...
Oh, now they're doing nothing.
Oh, they'll railroad you. You know they will. Oh, Danny, unless you turn state's evidence, and you've got to. Well, I know what's stopping you. You've been afraid for me because of Morelli and his gang, but that mustn't stop you, Danny. Tell the DA what you know. Tell him who did that robbery. You've got to, darling.
Maybe you're right. Who is it?
Matt, Danny.
Come in, Matt.
Hello, son.
Mac, Danny's going to...
I'm gonna... I get it. A little framing with my wife while I'm out. Is that it, copper? Thought you'd scare her into breaking me down.
Danny.
Let him talk, Wilma. You don't make it very easy for a guy, Danny. You know, I didn't pass that taxi stand of yours every day for 5 years without getting pretty strong for a lad named Danny Morgan. I haven't forgotten the night you rode me home with the meter up. But that's all apart from this, Danny. Even what you did out there in the water is apart from this. Maybe I feel like a heel, but taking you in is my job. There's nothing else I can do.
No?
Oh, but there is, Mac. Look, supposing you hadn't found us in Nassau. Suppose you were just to turn your head when we landed.
And let 100 other coppers grab the both of you when you step off the gangplank?
Oh, he's right, Danny. There's no other way.
Well, son, it's up to you. You talk or not. If it's that gang you're thinking of, you have my word that you and Wilma will be as safe as the whole department can make you. And that's pretty safe. Well?
I got your word on that? What you said? Protection for my wife?
For both of you. You have my word.
All right. I'll do it. I'll turn state's evidence.
Oh, Danny.
Great. And now be getting dressed. You've got a day or so of being a hero to be attended to before we reach port. And as for your trial, you can forget it. I'll clear you, Danny lad. As sure as my name's McLaughlin, I'll get you off. Therefore, Your Honor, Dan Morgan can't be held for trial. Not just because of what he did out there in the ocean after that plane came down. That's all beside the point. He's got to be dismissed because he's offered to turn state's evidence. In fact, he's already told the district attorney who really robbed that bank.
Just a minute, Inspector McLaughlin. Let me remind you that you're the arresting officer in this case and not the public prosecutor. You stick to the facts, and the court will hear pleas from the proper source. Well, Mr. Prosecutor, what's your recommendation in this case?
My office will leave that to Your Honor's discretion.
To his discretion? Now, wait a minute, Mr. Prosecutor. You promised me...
Inspector, you'll be in order. It is the judgment of this court that an attempt has been made here to sentimentalize upon the so-called heroics of Dan Morgan during an airplane accident at sea. I see no reason why the defendant should not be held for trial. Daniel Morgan, will you please face the court?
Your Honor, please. You can't do this.
Silence! Daniel Morgan... You're aware of the charge on which you have been arraigned?
I am.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I'm not guilty.
The defendant's trial is set for April 16th in Department 32 of the Superior Court. Bail is $5,000, incarceration is...
Prove that the defendant is beyond all reasonable doubt guilty of direct participation in the robbery of the Eastern National Bank. We will further prove that this muchly publicized and self-heralded hero did willfully so fraudulently.
followed Morelli and his gang that day. I seen him ride them lots of times.
He could have been one of the men who held me up. I think he was.
He bought a ticket for Nassau, yes, and with that marked bill. The girl was with him.
All right, then I am in contempt of court. You can take my badge. I still won't testify against Dan Morgan. This whole thing's a farce.
They did, I tell you. They brought the money in an envelope while he was with me. He didn't know why they were paying him.
Object. Move that be stricken. Witness is the defendant's wife. Can only serve as character witness.
Objection sustained.
What does it matter what I say? I told you the truth, but it's not the truth you want. Go ahead. You've made up your minds already. The railroad is on its way, so let it go. Go on. Go on and find me, Gilby.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have decided upon a verdict?
We have.
The defendant will rise and face the court. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, how say you?
We, the jury, find the defendant guilty as charged.
The defendant, Dan Morgan, stands convicted as charged and is hereby sentenced to imprisonment in the state penitentiary for a term of not less than 15 years.
No! No, Daddy! They can't! She fainted.
What do you think you're going, Morgan?
My wife, and try and stop me.
All right. Get back. Give her air. Get back, will you?
Wilma.
Dan, I'm sorry, kid. You know.
Suppose you shut up, copper. Wilma.
Oh, Dan. Dan.
Hiya, funny face.
Oh, Dan. They can't. 15 years, they can't. Not now. You don't know, Danny.
What is she talking about, man? You heard me. What's she talking about?
Okay, Dan, and then... then maybe it wasn't just the news that made her faint.
You can't go to prison, Danny. You can't go now.
I get it. A kid. That's wonderful. That's all we needed to make the picture perfect. That's all we needed. The guy that fixes things. Huh?
Listen to me, Dan. Wilma's going to have a child, yes. But I'm going to have you out before she does.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bet you my life, Danny. I'll have you out before your kid is born. Bet you my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we tell you about next week's episode of Escape from Tomorrow, I'd like to tell you the story behind the most distinguished name in silver plate. 1847 Rogers Brothers. This famous house first came into existence back in the days when the country was expanding on every side, acquiring new boundaries to north and south, pushing steadily westward across the plains. And influenced by the change and growth all around them, a group of New England craftsmen formed a partnership and started developing new and finer techniques in silversmithing. Even then, the skill and artistry of their craftsmanship was really extraordinary. And as the years went by, their skill became even greater, reaching its climax with the latest and greatest achievement, a way to apply sterling silver craftsmanship to finest silver plate. A shining example of 1847 Rogers Brothers craftsmanship is the pattern Lovelace, a pierced pattern, utterly graceful and feminine, with shimmering orange blossom motif and exquisite sterling-like detail. And so that you may appreciate the full beauty of Lovelace, and also see other stunning silver plate patterns, 1847 Rogers Brothers extend this cordial invitation to you.
Tomorrow, Monday, visit your silverware dealer and let him show you the really gorgeous 62-piece service of 1847 Rogers Brothers. Silver plate that can be yours at a saving of more than $14 over open stock price. Let him tell you also on what easy, convenient payment terms this lasting loveliness can be yours. For now, as never before, you can afford the finest in silver plate. Silver plate that bears the illustrious name, 1847 Rogers Brothers.
This is Conrad Nagel again, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, Silver Theater will once again star John Garfield and Andrea Leeds in the thrilling concluding episode of Escape from Tomorrow. We know you'll be interested in hearing how Dan and Wilma Morgan face the greatest moment of their lives. In the meantime, I think you should know that Andrea Leeds, who appears on Silver Theater through the courtesy of Samuel Goldwyn, will soon be starred opposite Gary Cooper in The Real Glory. John Garfield may currently be seen in the Warner Brothers picture, They Made Me a Criminal. And his forthcoming production for that studio will be Juarez, in which he will appear with Paul Muni and Betty Davis.
Remember, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. Escape from Tomorrow is by Gene Town and Graham Baker. The radio adaptation is by True Boardman, with original music by Felix Mills. All incidents and characters in today's drama were entirely fictitious. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.